With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cannabis might help prevent the coronavirus, according to a study published in the Journal of Nature Products.
I thought we maybe have
like a fun background music for this because, oh, he was ready. I didn't even know. Thank you.
This song traumatized me. I'm not even going to lie to you. I have a story about
really?
This song.
Really? Okay.
Well,
here to share more is the very professional Dr. Amos Adalja, senior scholar, Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Dr. Amesh, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Sorry, I had to. Okay, explain what's going on here? If you are a smoker or consume edibles, you're less susceptible to COVID?
There's some evidence and some data from in vitro studies looking in the lab that cannabinoid compounds may interfere with the virus's ability to infect. I don't think it's something that's ready for prime time quite yet, but I think it's an intriguing study that needs to be confirmed. We'll have to see, you know, if it translates into something that actually has a therapeutic benefit, but it's not something that people should be doing in order to avoid COVID.
Yeah, I always wonder when stories come out like this, like how we should really be like taking them in, because it seems like, you know, obviously the media goes for the clickbait of it all, but it doesn't really seem like there's a lot of weight behind this story.
No, I think that there's lots of things that are able to interfere with COVID-19 in a lab and in those types of settings. And whether they actually are something that translate into a benefit for people in real life is a different story. And I think that if you're, for example, smoking marijuana, you're going to be smoking a lot of other compounds and chemicals that might increase your susceptibility to respiratory infections, because marijuana or any kind of smoke is going to be an irritant to your respiratory tract, which could make you more likely to get COVID. And if you're around people smoking, people exhale more frequently, that might be a transmission risk as well. So I don't think this is something that will directly translate into a benefit now. I think it's an area for more study before it becomes something that we actually think about as a real tool for COVID-19. However, something like this is always going to spark headlines.
Yeah, and it's interesting. They studied these other compounds, CBDA, CBGA, but not THC.
Yeah, there's many compounds that are in marijuana that have biological activity. And a lot of the interest in some of the compounds has not been the THC. It's been the other cannabinoids that are there. That's what we're seeing when we talk about the use of these compounds for seizures, for example. So it's not always what causes the psychoactive effects or the psychogenic effects. It may be other compounds that are in marijuana that have the immunologic benefit or other benefits.
So now, I mean, does it feel like the surge is kind of over? Are we on the other side of it?
It depends on where you live. Clearly in the Northeast, we've seen peaking in a number of cases in terms of like places like New York, Philadelphia, New Jersey, even Pittsburgh, where I'm located. We seem to see cases coming down, which I think is expected, because in South Africa, we saw that Omicron goes through this two-week-long cycle or so, versus other variants where it was months long. But the rest of the country isn't necessarily on that same time scale. But I do think that this rapid cycling is something that is characteristic of Omicron. The key thing, though, is getting through that cycle without hospitals collapsing, because there are many hospitals that are under stress, and that's going to be the key to get to the other side, is to make sure that hospitals are able to operate as best as they can during this time of surge.
Yeah, and with all the conversations around which tests are, like, you know, reliable, especially like the antigen rapid, like the rapid test, I wonder, is there anything in the media or anything in the conversation that you feel like is missing that we need to know about when it comes to testing?
The thing that I think is missing is that people don't take a step back and ask what question they're asking of the test. And there are two questions you can ask a test to answer for you. One is, am I contagious? And the other is, what am I sick with? For rapid antigen tests, they're very good at answering the question, am I contagious? Am I a threat to others? And they shouldn't be compared to PCR for that type of question. If you're sick, however, and an antigen test is positive, that gives you good information. But if it's negative, you can't stop there. And I think that's where people really falter at understanding how to deploy these tests appropriately, because they're not asking what question they want to answer. And if you're sick and your antigen test is negative, you still have to isolate and figure out what you're sick with.
Yeah.
And that could be COVID, that could be influenza, that could be strep throat. You still need to do more work if your antigen test is negative and you have symptoms. But if you're just an asymptomatic person screening to say, am I contagious? Can I go to this party? Then I think the antigen test is the correct test to be using, and it's perfectly accurate for that.
All right. And just wrapping it up, come back to our cannabis discussion. Are you worried as a doctor that people are going to take this headline and roll with it? Like, great, I'm a cannabis user. That's why I haven't gotten COVID, or I'm going to keep doing this because I think this is the only way instead of getting a vaccine.
I mean, there always is a concern that people are going to use alternative types of therapeutics instead of getting the vaccine. But marijuana smoking, no matter how good it makes people feel, is not a substitute for the vaccine.
Okay. Dr. Imesh Adalja, senior scholar at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, thanks again.
Thanks.
Can we close with that song?
Why? To traumatize me again? Do we really have to?
Coming up, is the internet fueling your desire to rage quit at work?
I'm about to. I'm really about to.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.